I wanted to say something, but I forgot it. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so Holy Spirit told me you do not say anything except sermon, except the Word of God. Amen. Yes. Today I'd like to share from Romans chapter 6, 1 to 14. This is my first time preach in the international service this year. Yeah. Pastor Chris did not give me the opportunity to preach. Yeah. He wants to preach. So the problem is my English ability is getting worse and worse because I don't preach in English. Yeah. Pray for that. Yeah. Maybe I need practice rather than prayer. Yeah, sometimes true though, you know. The Christian, we're Christian, we say, let's pray or let me pray or pray for that. Sometimes we need training, we need skills, wisdom, you know. Of course, prayer is important, but it's not, prayer doesn't cover everything, you know. If you want to drive a car, you're going to drive just praying. You have to train, right? You have to have a good relationship with your friends and families. Just pray. You have to pray, but you need skills. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Romans chapter 6, 1 to 4. I don't know if you remember or know, I started the series of the preaching from Romans last year. I preached a couple times last year. But still going, so, and today I choose chapter 6 because it's related to the Easter, the resurrection. Yeah. A week after Easter today, right? Yeah. But we are still Easter, right? Yeah, we live in Easter every day, right? Yeah, our risen Christ is with me and with you all the time. Amen? Yeah. So we are Easter men and Easter women. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are not Merville. We are Easter. We don't need like Merville. Yeah, the guys. Yeah. You know, the two of them have a Merville on the chest. You know. Why don't you put the cross in here? Our Superman, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, he's the only one won against death. Yeah, yeah. Superman cannot win against death. Just Jesus Christ. Yeah, he is the superhero. Only superhero. Yeah, everybody wants, you know, need Superman, superhero, you know. But we have Jesus Christ. We don't need any others. Other Marvels, other strong men, strong women. But I like those kind of movies, though. You know, it's fun. Just kidding. So Romans chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. Let me read. It's kind of long, but I love this passages. What shall we say, then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can you live in it any longer? How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that Jesus, as Christ, was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Amen. Great scripture. Yeah, I don't need to preach or say something. You know, I don't want to add anything. Yeah, just read and read and read. But I have to say something. Yeah. The theme I want to emphasize in this scripture is we also live with him. It's the resurrection part. We died, of course, with Jesus Christ. Our sinful body, our sinful nature are dead. It's done, finished, theologically. Yeah. Naturally, we have to live with our sinful body. Yeah. Until we die. Yes. So Paul said, you should not use your body as instruments of wickedness, which means it's possible for anybody. We can use our body for the instruments of wickedness. We could be slave of sin again. If we do not put ourselves with Jesus Christ every day, 24 hours, every single moment. So we Christians are very awkward or strange character. We die all the time and we risen or we raise all the time with Christ. Yeah. But for me, it's very important. Our death of Jesus Christ is not the things that happen when we believe in Jesus Christ. Of course, we believe in Jesus Christ, we are saved. Our body, our sin was forgiven. However, as I told you, and Paul said, it's possible. There is some possibilities we use our body as an instrument of wickedness. So we have to think all the time. We have to put ourselves on the cross all the time. Otherwise, we are weak. We are sometimes not so strong enough to win the temptation. Satan is always trying to bring ourselves back to the sinful nature as a slave of sin. He's wiser than we. And he is eager to bring us back to our sinful nature. We have to remember that. He is wise and he is eager. Never give up. He will never give up until we die, until we go to heaven, until we go to his place. Even though we're getting old or young, it doesn't matter. Satan is always drawing us back to our sinful self. That's why Paul, in the scripture, is trying to warn, trying to make the point. We should no longer be slaves to sin. So this is the story about baptism, right? Yeah. So all of them are baptized already, right? You're baptized? Okay, good. Yeah. Not yet? Already? Oh, good. Yeah. If somebody's not baptized, let me baptize here today. There's a tank here, so yeah. Give me 10 minutes to put the water in. Yeah. But when you get baptized, everybody feels, oh, I'm saved, I was dead, right? Yeah? Because in the water, somebody maybe got the water just here or somehow. Yeah. But Paul does not say just one ceremony of baptism. Yeah. He wants to emphasize that when you're baptized, your new life has started. Yeah. So baptism is not the end. That is the start of new life. We die with Christ and risen with Christ. Like the baptism is the ceremony we get together with Jesus Christ. We unite with Jesus Christ, right? So he died. So like he said, when we get baptized, we are dead, we are buried. Yes. And when we get up with water, we are risen from the dead. But that is not it's not the one happening. Like Art said, every morning when we get up, we have to think we die with Jesus Christ and we live with Jesus Christ. And not just in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, 24 hours if we could. Yeah. Especially when you have we feel weakness, tempted, tired, have problems, or we have a happy time or a good time or any time. Yeah. We have to think about we die with Jesus Christ. Jesus died for me, so I die with Jesus. What does death mean? What does death mean? What the death means to you? What does the meaning of die with Jesus Christ? Yourself. For me, deny myself. Deny myself. Because I'm a sinful man. So I want to do what I want. I want to move somebody along with my will. I want to do something what I want. Do not ask what God wants us to do. I want to do myself, what according my idea. Yeah. That is my sinful nature. So whenever I feel like this, I think like that, I think, oh, I have to die now. I have to deny myself. and think about what God's will, what Jesus wants to live in my life. What would Jesus do, right? What would Jesus live? What would Jesus say? Because I die, Jesus live in my life, in my body. If I were Jesus, do I do like this? Do I act like this? Do I say like this? Maybe no. I have to die with Jesus Christ because Jesus died for me. And Jesus threw everything for me. Jesus denied himself for me, even though he is the Son of God. I'm just the dust of the earth. How come we cannot deny myself? Son of God denied everything, throw everything. How come we cannot throw everything? Right? Yeah, we are dust of the earth. Yeah. We have no worth to live. But Jesus, the only one who is worth to live. But he died. So, I say to myself, you have to die now. You have to bury yourself under the ground and let Jesus live. Let Jesus say, let Jesus go. So that, which means the new life. Jesus died, but he raised from the dead. He was risen. He was risen. Why? Because he wants give us a new life, right? Yeah. He was risen for us. And he still lives. He lives for us. He does not, was not risen for himself. He was risen for us. He wants to live with us. He can go to heaven from the grave straight. Yeah. Okay, I'm my job done. See you guys. But he was risen from the dead and he showed himself, right, to the disciples. Why? Why? Why he shows him his body nailed, scar? Because he wants to show the hope. When you die, but you'll be risen like me. He gives us the eternal hope. Yeah. So even you, if you die, you will be risen like me. So when the disciples, Peter, John, they saw Jesus, he touched Jesus, he ate with Jesus, they have eternal hope. So they changed his lives. So they are willing to die because they got hope. We need hope. Our human beings' hope needs hope. Whatever you do, wherever you go, right? Without hope, you cannot work. But hope in the world will be gone. Our only hope is in here. Is in here. Our only hope is Jesus Christ. Our only hope is risen Christ. His resurrection. Easter is our only hope. Since we have this hope, we can bury ourselves. We can deny ourselves. We can die. Because we'll be risen. We'll be like Jesus. We'll be like him. Without this hope, we cannot live with this sinful body. We live not by ourselves. We live with Jesus Christ. That is his final promise, right? I'll be with you. I will be with you all the time. Yeah. Even if you like or not. even if you realize or not, I am with you. That's the promise of Jesus Christ. His promise will be never broken. Yeah. We forgot. You know, we sometimes realize Jesus was me or not. Yeah, sometimes we have problems, we got stuck. Oh, Jesus, come with me. Jesus said, no, I'm with you all the time. Yeah. So do not pray that Jesus be with me. That prayer is not, is like fool, you know. Jesus is with us all the time. Yeah. All the time. When you're doing so bad things, you're saying bad words, you got drunk, or you got fight, or Jesus is with you. Yeah. Maybe Jesus has, oh, you're okay. Well, but Jesus won't leave us. Amen. Because he's risen. His reason for us. So we live with him and we live for him, we live to him. You know, our lives are not for ourselves, but for Jesus Christ. Whatever you do. Yeah. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Verse 11. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Alive to, not me, alive to God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus is a favorite words of Paul. Yeah. In Christo, in Greek. Yeah. That is the Paul's invention. There's no phrase in somebody in Greek literature. Yeah. Paul was thinking what the particular presupposition, me and Jesus Christ. Not on Christ, with Christ, at Christ. Yeah, in Christ. I am in Christ. The Christ, I'm covered with Christ, you know, the fully wrapped with Christ Jesus. So Jesus is not just side by side, not in your pocket. You're wrapped with Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. So we do not be timid or awkward or worry. No, it doesn't make sense. You don't need to, because you are wrapped with Jesus Christ, the one who died for you. Right? Yeah. Right. Amen. Yeah. Wherever you go, you are wrapped with Jesus Christ. So live with him. Live with him. Not for me, not for anybody, not for him. So whatever you do, you have to pray. Lord, I have to go work, I have to do a kitchen, I have to meet somebody, or I have to do something, but I want to do for you, with you. And reason, resurrection means new. We are new person. We are not slave of the past. Whatever you did, forget it. We are risen with Jesus Christ. We are free. Free. No more past. Yeah. Do not think about what you did. You don't need to, we have to repent, but once you repent, that's all. Yeah. Everything was forgiven. So we are new, like Paul said. We are new creation. Not was, is, all the time. We're new creation, all the time. Yeah. You are new. Looks old. You're getting old, yes. But our inside is new. Because we live with Jesus Christ. Wrapped with Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus. Risen Christ. Not the dead Christ, but risen Christ. So we live a new life. We have to think new. We have to think what Jesus thinks for you. Yeah. Okay. You guys think too much about your past. That's wrong. That's past. It's dead. It's buried.
Amen.
Yeah, risen. Amen. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You have to feel Jesus Christ, wrapped with Jesus Christ. Yeah. The one who died for you. Love. Feel your love all the time. He will never forsake you. He will never throw you out. Never give up. Even though your wife, your husband give up you, Jesus never. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Even sometimes friends forsake you, that's fine. No, Jesus will never forsake me. So do not offer the part of your body to sin as instrument wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God. This body, if this awkward, getting old, not do anything, but God wants our body to His instruments. That's a grace. That's a grace. I don't want to use my body for myself sometimes. Too bad. I want to use somebody. Yeah. Good ones. Not me. You see the guitars, the instruments, you know. These are you. This is you. This is you. Who's going to play this? Jesus. Yeah. He uses this instruments. Your instruments is not like this good one, good guitars. Maybe out of tune. Not six strings, maybe one or two. Broken? Yeah. Sounds terrible. Maybe, yeah. But the Master, Jesus, used you in His hands. Even our body could be wonderful instruments. Hallelujah. Yeah. He doesn't matter how bad you are. He doesn't care. Yeah. He just cares. Give your body. Give your body to me. Put your body in my hands. I'll play. I make a great sound. Praise God. Right? So do not put yourself instrument for the wickedness, but of righteousness for Jesus Christ. So do not put under law and sin but under grace. Ah, we also live with him. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. We are resurrected with Jesus Christ. Yeah. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for Easter. Thank you. Jesus was dead, but he was resurrected, and he is now alive. Not just alive, but he lived with us. We are wrapped with Jesus Christ. We are in Christ Jesus. So when we die with Jesus, so we can live with Jesus Christ every day. Every single moment, Jesus won't leave us. Thank you so much. Lord, this week, this month, this year, until the end of our lives, we want to live with you. We want to live for you. We want to live to you. Lord, we are resurrected. We are now new life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.